RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
Ben Johnson has said since training camp they're going to be playing their best ball at the end of the year. If, you know, they got Jalen Johnson back, best cornerback, they're getting Tremaine Edmonds back this week against Green Bay. Like, if the defense gets better and this is the version of Caleb they get going forward, they're a very dangerous football team.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
Yeah, he's Parko. Danny Parkins, you know him. You love him. Just trust me, you love him. And Parko joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. It is Raheemy Harrison Grody. We got Gabe Ramirez sitting in today. Danny boy, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Gabe? Good to talk to you. Grody, what a Christmas Eve pairing. And yes, when you say just trust me, you love him, they know.
They know. They know. Sometimes, Danny, I know this is going to be hard to believe, sometimes we have to talk people into things like that for all of us.
Me?
Not just
like
you.
Me?
Not just you. I mean, everybody. Sometimes, well, just you. Sometimes you. It's like, no, Danny's. He's a good guy, really good at what he does. He's not always right.
Trust us. Trust
and maybe
us.
That's what people don't like, that you're not always right, and you've been loud wrong one or two times, I want to say, on The Score.
Once or twice. Listen, if you have to talk people in to I'm a good guy, I got no problem with that. But if you have to talk people into he's good at what he does, then I just don't trust their opinion. I'm
Danny,
objectively good at what I do.
Danny, I don't like this intro at all. I got to be honest. And I don't want to do it again, but I don't like where this is going. Right, this is a guy who is championing for our Bears on national television.
That's
wearing a Bears robe.
Yeah.
Not dismissing us in any way. We gotta welcome him.
Is he wearing his robe? I can't see Danny right now. I don't have my Twitch.
He's only missing the cigar.
I'm in a shirt and tie. I'm already dressed. I'm already dressed for TV.
You're
today,
such a sellout, man. I mean,
dude.
Really, in just so many ways.
Grody.
Yeah. You know what? Zeros. Yeah. Guilty as charged. Though I will say, can I take a victory lap on something here?
Sure.
Real quick?
Gabe already did that today with Drake May. Go on. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that everybody. I know that Iceman is seemingly catching on.
Yeah.
Caleb's doing the Iceman celebration.
He cometh, right.
Yeah, Iceman cometh, the great call from Jeff Joniak.
Yep, Jonesy.
I get it, but I will say this. Let's not concede my suggestion from like 8 weeks ago on this show, which was the one, because I said he escapes from these pass rushes like Neo in the Matrix, and we've been waiting for the one for forever, and the game slows down for him. Did you guys see what was painted on Caleb's nails for the game against Green Bay, as confirmed to me by a source with the Bears?
Oh, tell us. I did not.
The one.
Oh. He's the one.
Oh.
It's a big one.
This is why.
Caleb Williams in on the one. Someone needs to ask him about this. Listen, if you beat me to it, it's fine. But when I get Caleb on First Things First, which I've been promised will happen at some point in the near future, I will be asking him if he is okay with the nickname of the one. I think it's better than Iceman. I've been on this for forever. Caleb seems to be embracing it. I'm just saying, get on board early so you can say you were an adopter.
You are objectively good at your job, Danny. I'm sold, though. I am sold. It took only 3 minutes. I'm sold. You are so good at your job, Danny.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
He is the one.
I mean,
dude, you play that scene, like you play Neo dodging bullets, and then you have Morpheus go, he is the one, smash cut to Caleb Williams coming on the field before a fourth quarter drive, the place would go ballistic. And by the way, great job by Bears fans at Soldier Field. You came across, you made a difference in that game. Absolutely fantastic job.
I will say this, too, that he's going to like the one. I mean, would you like to be referred to as the one? It's going to be a big yes. So
he painted it on his nails. Yeah. He clearly likes it. I'm just saying, let's not let Iceman completely run away with it. It's good, and the celebration is badass. But I'm just saying, like, you know,
I don't mind
his Jordan. Yeah. He had multiple nicknames. Be true. Like Mike. Like Caleb can have multiple nicknames.
The one. I'm here for the Iceman. I don't know if I feel comfortable calling him the one. I like it, though. I like him referring to himself as the one, whether it be on his nails or not. I need that level of confidence. And, Danny, I know that's what you've been seeing from him over the last couple of weeks, right? This is a guy that a lot of people were coming down on at the beginning of the season. But the way he's been able to manage himself, his own confidence, the success of the team, it's been remarkable to watch.
Yeah, it's been great. And, listen, if not for an onside kick, the heroics against Green Bay doesn't happen, you know? So there's obviously a ton of breaks there, but it's just nice knowing, and nice is understating it. It's amazing knowing that the Bears have a quarterback that can do those things. Like the throw to Walker on fourth down with the free rusher is an incredible play. The throw to DJ Moore, which I assume has been, you know, we'll remember that play 20 years from now. Like it was an incredible play. I thought the game against Cleveland was the best game that Caleb has had as a pro. He's had better numbers, but I just thought from watching it, that was his best game when he was the most dialed. And before that, he was the best player on the field for the second half of the last game against the Packers until the interception. And I know that's a big, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how is the play moment? But that basically means like Caleb's been really good for significant stretches. Like, and I mean like really good, elite, excellent, you know, high level tier one player for huge stretches of the last three games. And so is he perfect? No. Is he fully formed? Not even close, but just he's very clearly showing that he's clutch, but also that he has that ceiling that so many of us before he was even drafted, before the Bears even had locked up the number one pick, believed that he had, that it's like, okay, great. The Bears have their quarterback for the next 12 years. Like that's just like a really good feeling.
Yeah, hopefully that will be the case. And we are talking to Danny Parkins, he's one of our X's, X-score guy. Check out Danny on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. That's where you can see him wearing his Bears robe if you would like. Danny, I do want to back up a little bit because I was just thinking about it. I got to know what it was like for you watching, because everybody's had a different experience watching that game on Saturday night. So I want to know that. And are your boys into it yet? Where are they in their sports evolution, if it is indeed happening?
It's a great question. Owen knows that Daddy's favorite team is the Bears, and Owen knows that Caleb Williams is the Bears quarterback, and they watch with me for spurts, but not too long. But also, like, watching with me on an NFL Sunday, it's a lot for adults. Like, you know, I got one screen with the multi-view with the four games, and then I got another big screen with the red zone that's changing around. So Owen's like, wait, which team is on which game? Where's the sound? Like, it's a lot for a five-year-old to follow how I watch football on Sunday during the day. But he definitely knows about Caleb. I'm very excited. Daddy's given both boys Caleb Williams jerseys for Christmas.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Nice. So that is going to be a present that they open tomorrow morning, and they'll be excited about that. Now, my viewing experience for Bears Packers was a unique one. My wife's family always comes out, like I say always, we've been here for now two Christmases, but two in a row. They come out the week before Christmas. Steph likes us to celebrate Christmas Day, just the four of us, me, her, and the two boys. So her family comes out for about 4 days leading up to it. And so we did Rockefeller Center and the Christmas tree in New York, and we had a lovely time. But they were all staying at our house. And so it was four kids in the house and my mother-in-law and brother-in-law and his wife, the whole thing. And so we had a bunch of people under one roof, which meant there was only one place where kids weren't sleeping where I could watch the game, which meant that I was watching the game with other people. And that meant that is fine. But obviously they're not 1% as into it as I am.
Uh-huh.
And so I am. Yeah. But listen, I'm not letting there be crazy conversation. My force of personality, I'm overpowering people to care and pay attention about the game. I'm not being very pleasant. But what happened, and her brother likes football and cares about football, but he bets on football a little bit, but he bets very, very, very small amounts of money, which no shade, bet what you can afford to lose, or whatever will get you your enjoyment. But Grody, he had a Romeo Doubs anytime touchdown wager. And I, when he mentioned the Romeo Doubs anytime touchdown wager for like the third time, I snapped at him and I was like, Frank, I'll pay you triple what that wager would pay if you will just not mention it for the rest of the game. Like, I was just like, I couldn't stand hearing that he could win $18 if Romeo Doubs scored a touchdown. I was just like, you got to shut up.
But Danny, it was off of $2.
Right, dude, that was the thing. I couldn't deal with it. Like, I wasn't trying to Bigfoot him. I was like, but you're in my house. Like, if you're in my house, it's Christmas. I'm like, you got to stop. I don't care if you root for it silently. Like, I do not care. But you just stop talking to me about your $8 Romeo Doubs anytime touchdown wager.
What would it be worse, though, or better if he was like, hey, tell me everything about the TV world and your job at FS1. Like, look, I love you. I got a great job. I got a lot of zeros, but let's not talk about this right now.
Dude, there were definitely times when I had to, you know, grab the rudder, grab the wheel, and steer it right back to the game. You'd be like, so tomorrow, like, what train are we going to have to take? Like, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out in the morning. It's 3rd and 7.
We'll get there.
It was fine.
And then I literally was standing on my couch for probably 5 minutes after the game concluded. Steph was like, can you get down? Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I couldn't believe it.
Honey, I'm levitating.
This is where I live now. Yeah. This is just my place.
Like you, Danny, I wanted a place to be just like all by myself. And so a couple of my friends were out in the West Loop, you know, whether it's Clay or Pito, and they wanted me to join them at these bars. And I'm like, there's too many people here, right? And there might be too many casual, random Packers fans I don't want to be around. So I was lucky enough to find a spot called The Bunker in the West Loop. It's right on Monroe and Ashland. Nobody was there. It was me, my boy, the bartender, and some TVs. And that's where you want to be. You want to be able to lock in to something like that. But Danny, when you were on the couch, you had to have been thinking about this Bears team. And obviously, I know you're enjoying the season for what it is. I, after the game, really tried to wrap my head around whether or not there is a different tier in the NFC when you're talking about the top teams and comparing them to the Bears, or are the Bears in this so-called top tier that exists? What is that in your mind?
I think it's wide open. And some people mistake that for like homerism for the Bears. Like, the Bears could lose in the first round of the playoffs. Like, but I also think they could make it to the Super Bowl. You know, like I really do think it's wide open. Is Seattle a little bit more complete than them? Yes, I absolutely think that they are. They're top three in scoring offense and scoring defense. But Sam Darnold, you don't really trust him in big games. Are the Rams a more complete team? No doubt about it. But if the Bears played the Rams, it's looking like that game would be in Chicago. And that would be nice to see what would happen in that scenario. They already bullied the Eagles. They've obviously played the Packers even both times. We'll see what happens in this game against the Niners. I think the Niners' offense is excellent, and yeah. I think their defense is terrible and really injured and hasn't been tested during this win streak. Like, they've played the Cardinals and the Titans and the Browns and just like really bad offenses. So like, I think that there's going to be a ton of points scored. I don't think 28 is enough to win this game on Sunday between the Bears and the Niners. I think you got to get into 30s to win this game. So I really do think it's wide open. And I think that all of the teams have flaws. I don't think the Bears defense is quote unquote good enough, but Caleb gets hot. Your running game is hot. You execute in the red zone, one or two things break your way, and, you know, all of a sudden you could be playing for the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh,
I really believe
God.
That.
It's the truth, man, and it doesn't get old hearing it for sure. Danny, I hope it's a very Parkins Christmas. I hope it was a very Parkins Hanukkah as well, and all the holidays that you celebrate out there.
Dude,
in
my
the
kids
East.
Are so spoiled. They're so spoiled. It's like, it's outrageous. It's like 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Oh, my God.
We didn't do the gifts every single day, but, yeah. like, there's enough Jewish family that we may as well love. They got plenty of gifts, and, like,
ugh.
And then, like, the other day, they weren't going to bed, and it was just pure chaos, and I have never done this before, and I resisted it, but we did the Elf on the Shelf this year, and we named him Kevin after that commercial with Kevin Hart that's funny, and Kevin McAllister, because the kids are getting into Home Alone now,
yeah.
and they weren't going to bed, and I was like, guys, I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to tell Kevin that you're not going to sleep, and the boys were like, don't tell Kevin, don't tell Kevin. We want all of the presents, and it's like it's such an empty threat because like they're gonna get all of the presents. They're the most spoiled kids in the world.
Don't tell Kevin. And tomorrow they open up Caleb Williams jerseys. Danny, have good. Fun and enjoy, and we'll talk to you soon.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bruce, watched every minute of the news conference yesterday, the White Sox, and I love that you asked him a health question, I believe it was, and you got him answering in English. He just turned to you and said, no. And I laughed out loud, and I like ran and got my wife and showed her, this is our guy Bruce. Look what he did.
I elicited one-word answers.
Well done, Bruce.
What can be – but, I mean, he was very emphatic about the fact that
yes,
last year was an injured year for him. He only played 55 games. Actually hit a tremendous amount of home runs in that period with 22 home runs that year. But I wanted to know, you know, health-wise,
yeah,
you know, what are the White Sox getting here? And he was very emphatic about the fact that it was, you know, there's nothing wrong with him, and the injuries have never impacted his ability to hit home runs. So good to know, and let's get ready to watch those balls sail into the bullpen bar.
It was a fun first impression, Bruce. And I just wonder, big picture-wise, and Chris Getz alluded to this a little bit, but whether it's Rod Chmielewski being out there and you get the number one overall pick in July, or it's maybe the infusion of Justin Ishbia and some of that capital making you a little bit more aggressive, what was it that compelled the White Sox to pursue this hitter who's going to cost them in salary more than any other player they're paying, except for Luis Robert Jr., who is on the block? But this was definitely part of the momentum this offseason that keeps on going.
Well, you know, Chris Getz would love to add about four or five people right now, but, you know, he doesn't have the money or the payroll to do it. So the creativity of him talking to the agent for Murakami, Casey Close, and it getting done late last week into this weekend was the product of two different areas. The player not getting the years or money that he thought he was going to get in free agency, the agent knowing it, and the White Sox being able to swoop in and say, hey, we have $35 million, $40 million to give you for 2 years. This could be a great thing for us as we're developing a young team and trying to win more games, and for you to develop your market and get a $100 million deal after these 2 years at age 27. People forget how young this guy is.
Yeah.
He started in the Japanese leagues at 19. He was hitting 56 home runs at 20, 21. So, you know, there's a huge upside to this player and this circumstance for both the White Sox and the player himself.
You know, I know this is, I don't know. I saw that Brooks Boyer and Chris Getz and one of the marketing guys went to Jerry and talked to him about what it would mean to bring in a player like this, how you market a guy like that, how you could get support out of Japan. It made me think about when Jerry was joking about, well, I can tell you we're not taking, you know, we're not getting Shohei Ohtani, where that ended up being such a great move for the Dodgers. They're making, you know, not only are you winning, but you're making money out of the Japanese market. And, you know, Murakami is not the same thing as Shohei, but he's a pretty good star, and he plays
in 25.
Tokyo, and he's a young guy. And, you know, you look at it, and they, you know, and then Jerry kind of green lights the thing, and off you go. But it made me wonder, what role does Justin Ishbia have in that? Does he have a role in that? Is he also consulted in any way? He's not, right? It's just the money that he's put into the franchise. Is that what this is?
Yes. Part of it is that. I mean, he has bought his way into the franchise.
Yes.
And some of that money is there for him, for the White Sox to monetize the organization and pay for players as well as the infrastructure here in the Dominican Republic and just the idea, you know, you're going to pay, I don't know how much you're going to pay for the number one pick, but it's probably going to be $10 million out of your international money. So So, yeah, I mean, I can tell you that Ishbia, although an important person for the White Sox, certainly in the future, had nothing to do with this.
And he's not involved in day-to-day decisions, but he is one of the primary investors as to what they've got going. And this does open up a whole nother market for the White Sox.
Potentially. It does and it doesn't. Yeah. It does and it doesn't. You know, I mean, are they going to go out and spend money on, Emi or Bregman or, you know, some of the players that the Cubs are looking at right now? No, that's not going to happen. But, you know, eventually what Brooks Boyer and the White Sox are trying to do is make it a place where people want to go again. Okay, that's an underrated part of where the White Sox have gone, losing 100 or more three straight years. Okay, it's like, you know, free agents talking to his agent, they talk about the White Sox and go, you know, the guy rolls his eyes and goes, why would I want to go here? Well, why is because they have a young infrastructure. They have players like Murakami now coming in. And you can fit into that, and you can be in that lineup every day, helping them get better. So, again, there is some blue sky involved here, but the potential for Murakami is great.
Bruce, my first reaction was, from a Sox perspective, boy, I hope they don't get rid of Luis Robert Jr. now. Because I would like to see him in a lineup that does offer a little bit protection and a little bit more oomph. But I also then saw, well, now the games? Mets and the Reds and everybody wants to talk about Luis Robert Jr. I don't know if I would want to part with him now, but I think I don't know if that's consistent thinking either.
Yeah.
Where does that stand?
Well, David, you know, I'll just say this. Luis Robert Jr. in a video game is a superstar. Going out there every day and trying to play more than 110 games has been a big challenge. Do you want to go through that again, mm-hmm. right? That's the question.
Right.
Do you believe that he can stay healthy? Do you believe he can find the home run tool again? It's time for Luis and the White Sox to move on. I think they'll trade him here. And you're right, David. You know, Cincinnati, the Mets, San Diego, they've all been a part of looking at Luis, not just right now, but for the last year and a half. There are teams that really think Luis is going to find it. They know they're getting a Gold Glove caliber center fielder. If they have one, two, or three stars ahead of Luis, he can fit in nicely, and you can project him to be somebody that helps you win because he can do a lot of things on the field when he's at his best. Unfortunately, we haven't seen him at his best or stay healthy for two or three years now.
Yeah, we had a question this morning about the idea that, having had over 100 losses for three successive seasons, does that end because you've brought in this left-handed power hitter? And the answer to the question has to be, well, let's see what the pitching looks like. You don't know. There's no certainty to their starting rotation yet. And listen, they've got a lot of young guys that got hurt last year that will be coming back at various points. They've got some younger players that maybe didn't finish strong that could come back. We just don't know yet what the rotation looks like, who it's going to be. And that's one of the things with Luis Robert, right? They're talking about adding pitching from either the Mets or the Reds or maybe San Diego. I don't know where it would be from, but
major league ready pitching, though, Bruce.
Yeah, that's what that was my question. Probably younger guys that aren't ready yet. But when are we going to have it? Is it wait till training camp to see what the rotation looks like?
Well, I think they'll be adding all year. Why not? The White Sox, let's say they trade Robert. Adding players is going to be difficult because you're going to be now at the point after trading Crochet, after trading Cease, and now if you trade Robert, you're at the point where you don't have those veterans to trade and bring back. So you're looking at a different type of revenue that you're spending, and that is you're going to be trading young players for other young players, right? I mean, you know, Edgar Quero, the catcher, you know, is he a duplication for Teal, and is he expendable in a trade? Some of the young pitchers, you know, are you developing some of those young pitchers for your rotation, for your bullpen, or are they going to be part of trades to bring back players as you get closer to something like the Houston Astros did 10 years ago, and, you know, then you watch them go on for 8 or 9 years in a row and be in the playoffs. So those are the things that you hope will happen for the White Sox. Certainly they're not there yet, but there's reason to believe they're going to be better.
Bruce, before we let you go, have to ask about the Cubs. Christian Bethencourt gets signed to a deal. Backup catchers don't do much for me. Are they on the verge of anything? Or are we still just waiting for Emi next week? What is the status of the Cub offseason?
Right, so you have 10 days left for Emi. The Cubs have been in on this all the way. They've been very stealth about not letting any information out. But the fact is they've been in talks with Scott Boras for him as well as Alex Bregman. So the Whites, you know, the Cubs getting torched for not doing enough out there right now. They are certainly involved in this. Most Cub fans right now say, well, they're not going to spend the huge amount of money. I think they will. In a case like Emi, it's probably going to take somewhere between $130, $150 million for 5 years.
That's a lot of money.
You're going to have to pay $30 million, $25 to $30 million in posting, just like Murakami. The White Sox had to pay his Japanese team
$6.5 million.
So that's a part of the equation. You know, you're paying it out. It doesn't go against your, you know, the collective bargaining thing as far as having to pay tax on it, but it's still real money that you're paying for them. So keep your eye on the Cubs and Emi and Alex Bregman. They'll be working through the holidays. As you said, David, 10 days until Emi must sign or go back to Japan.
Great stuff, Bruce. Keep up the
guys,
great work.
You're the best,
love
Bruce.
It. Yeah.
Happy holidays to
Happy
you guys.
Holidays to you, buddy. God bless you. That is our guy, Bruce Levine.
Always asking the right questions.
Always.
Always there.
Always there.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. The coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Like I said, I call my old lineman the Avengers.
Okay. When we come back, we'll add to our Avengers. Bucky is a good call for Matt Bowen.
Mm.
Because super soldier, right? Yeah. You know?
So why Bucky and not Captain America?
Because Matt's a little grimier.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's a grimier guy. Right. I mean, he played for Greg Williams, so.
Yeah, so that's a very good answer.
That could be his years in Hydra.
Kill the head, the body will die. We want his head sideways.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath, Acura, and Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sorry that you have to follow the chaos agent that is Charles Tillman.
I didn't know I was grimy. I heard that in the lead up. I didn't know that.
You were a grimy player. Come on.
The Greg Williams thing is valid.
Yeah. Like, you know, you've got all of the Captain America bona fides, but come on. Like, that screams out Bucky to me, and that's all right, because Bucky is now one of the lead Avengers. So, you know.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Fair. It's a fair thing. We finally came up with one for Anthony. For Anthony, because so the whole thing when Caleb did the Avengers, I was like, Well, I know a bunch of players. And so for me, it's like watching the Avengers is like Phil Coulson. And so I started like, you know, Matt Forte is T'Challa, right?
Love that.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect thing for him. Olin is Smart Hulk.
Okay.
Lance is Thor.
Yeah.
Alex Brown is Iron Man. And so we went with Matt being Bucky. For Big Ann Heron, I'm going to go with Beast. He is Kelsey Grammer's character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, that's too deep for me.
He's smart, but he's tough. And so,
sure, yeah, that sounds right.
It works out really well. So I'll do a whole blog on this at some point. Do people still do blogs? I don't know. Anyway, Matt, what was it like watching Saturday night's game between the Bears and the Packers?
It's something you don't usually see on Sundays. That, to me, the ending of that, the last, really, end of the fourth quarter, is not something you see on Sundays. Just because of the overall special teams execution you're accustomed to seeing with NFL players, to me, that's more like seeing a Friday night game at the high school level, where you take advantage of mistakes. And that's what the Bears did. You can say what you want about how they played for the majority of the football game, which they didn't play great in certain areas of the football game. We understand that. But what they did at the end, when someone opens a door for you, as a winning football team, you take it. That's what the Bears did. You know, capitalizing the special teams mistake. What they did in overtime to turn the football over wasn't necessarily because of what they did defensively, but it took advantage of the situation. My thought what Ben Johnson did in overtime to set up that throw from Caleb Williams was excellent play calling. Okay, so we used to call that the shot zone. The shot zone is a ball between the 40s, right? First and 10, if you're on defense, that alarms have to go off. Because that's when you take your shots from an offensive perspective. Three tight ends in the game. Everything looks like run. Everything. When you're watching on TV or, in my opinion, when you're playing defense for the Green Bay Packers, watch the safeties in that play. They step downhill towards the line of scrimmage. It gives you the one-on-one over the top. I'll tell you what, that throw from Caleb Williams, and look at the game situation, the matchup, the implications of that football game for the NFC North, that was the throw of the year so far in the NFL.
It really was. Like that game and the atmosphere and that throw was really spectacular. And trying to get a hold on what it takes for a player to disregard whatever's happened the first 55 minutes, 57 right. minutes, yep. 58 minutes of a game. That type of ability is really hard. I don't know how Caleb has it in his repertoire, but he seems to still be himself in those moments and sometimes elevates what he can do in those moments, which is kind of the definition of clutch.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think we can all agree right now that Caleb is still developing under Coach Ben Johnson in terms of certain areas of his game. But when it comes down to your point, Lawrence, in critical moments of football games, he plays like a star. He plays like a superstar in the NFL. That's what he has done during this win streak. And that is a critical trait to have. That is a natural trait. You cannot teach. Playmakers have that. You cannot coach that. Look, I've tried at the high school level. You cannot do that. Either you have it or you don't. And right now, Caleb is proving throughout the second half of the season that he is one of the natural playmakers in this league.
I'm curious, now that you do coach at the high school level, shout out the IC Knights.
Well,
Carmen spends a lot of time in Elmhurst.
I'm from Elmhurst. Matt and I run into each other actually at Elmhurst at an IC function, in fact. It's my church. It's a church I grew up in. It's really funny, but really small world. But from a coaching perspective too, I mean, we opened the show just kind of talking about this culture shift, and I know that's such a buzzword, but for the way that Ben Johnson has coached his coaches, has coached his players, has achieved this continuity and consistency. I mean, I don't think you can overstate how important that is, because that's what leads to teams still believing when they're down multiple scores with just minutes to go in the game. How, especially from a first time head coach, how do you view that? How do you do that?
Well, I agree with exactly what you're saying. It is culture. It is a team identity. It's also on the defensive side of the ball with Dennis Allen, especially Al Harris coaching in the secondary, what they're doing, taking the football away at a high rate. It doesn't happen by accident. That's my point. That is something that is coached. That is something that is built, starting in the offseason, through training camp, and through adverse moments. And look, from a football player, I've always said this, you're going to get adversity in games. And the reality is you don't get to choose when it happens. You just don't. That's part of being an athlete. But can you respond to it? And that's what the Bears have really done during this second half of the season, has responded to adverse moments and made plays in adverse moments to win football games that no one thought they could when you're watching from home. So I guarantee you ask Bears fans, when you're down late in the fourth quarter and you need an onside kick, everyone's saying this football game is over. Because look, the onside kick is completely different than when I played. When I played, it was the Wild West. You can put as many guys on one side of the ball as you wanted to. It was extremely violent and nothing like it is now, where you have to wait and it's passive. And they got a lucky bounce. But guess what? Like we're talking about, it took advantage of it. Mm-hmm. It took advantage of it, went down the field. And one throw that I wanted to bring up that no one is talking about is on that game-tying drive, the deep in-breaker to DJ Moore from Caleb Williams. That was a critical play in the game also. And he threw an absolute rocket to the middle of the field, knowing where the safety was. Excellent ball location. So, again, we're talking about a young quarterback who is making critical plays in the game's biggest moments.
I know that we've spent a lot of time talking about the throw that ended the game. I'd love to know from your perspective about the catch. DJ Moore making that catch with Nixon draped on him. It could have been a PI call on Nixon. It wasn't. I'd love to walk me through what you're seeing on that play.
Okay, well, it's a deep post or a deep over out, right? And you can throw that because you're in a reduced formation. There is no wide receiver stretching the field to the backside of the formation. You know the backside corner is not going to be there. Like we said, the safeties are walking downhill. So it's a true one-on-one. And the corner is playing with outside leverage. So DJ basically has to run away from him and maintain that separation, whether it's a yard, a half a yard throughout the route. And the critical thing for wide receivers is their ability to stack, to separate late, and also track the football. Anyone who's played baseball or softball, by catching the backyard, when you start running backwards, sometimes that ball starts to bounce, okay? That's not a good thing, okay? That puts you in a tough position to make the play. The best players, the best center fielders in baseball, the best wide receivers in the NFL can track that ball down the field and slow their heart rate down. That's the thing. They don't panic. You can't panic in those moments. It has to be like a regular play in practice. And DJ Moore, to me, that's what it looked like. Stack, separate, go make the play down the field.
I I'm glad that you brought like that sequence up though, just in general, of because like we talked to DJ Moore in the locker room actually, and it wasn't that throw, but it was the ending throw, the catch, and it was like, what's going through your mind? And that's what he said. He was like, I'm scared. He was like, I was scared because you have to be tracking that ball so precisely, and you have to be tracking it in a sense where like, are you going to have to slow up? Are you going to have to like how mm-hmm. much like how are you going to create separation? Where is your leverage points? This, that, the other. And I think it's really interesting to kind of talk through all of the things that are going through your mind, not only as a receiver, but as a DB, between leverage points and how, like, you couldn't have gotten better coverage on that either, though. Like, I mean, I know that he could have been called for PI, but at the end of the day, that was mm-hmm. really good coverage. So how do you win in those scenarios? How did DJ Moore win on that specifically?
Well, to your point, you're going to have to make a contested catch, right? You have to yeah. play through contact. Another trait that we don't talk about enough. Watch, when we go to the draft process, that won't be brought up. It'll be 40 times, ball skills, et cetera. But playing through contact is something you have to do on Sundays because mm-hmm. you're not going to get every call. And in that situation, they didn't get the call. So you have to be able to play through contact knowing that a defensive back is going to extend his arm and try to play through your hands as a wide receiver and create on-the-ball production. So again, to DJ's credit, also, look how far you have to run. Yeah. We're not talking about a fade route from the 10-yard line.
Right.
I mean, you are running all the way across the field. That's what makes it such an amazing play. You know, we're talking about the game situation, but also to complete the play and to finish it was big time.
So as the Bears get ready for their next game, it's a tough matchup. Mm-hmm. It's the 49ers are they're scary. They've got a lot of good players that can make life difficult for you. What are the things that you're looking at as we get closer to that matchup?
Well, I think the first thing, Lawrence, is Dennis Allen's game plan. What do you mm-hmm. do versus Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy? Because if you play zone coverage, Kyle Shanahan has more answers to zone coverage than any coordinator in the league. Anyone who watched the game last night and saw Brock Purdy throw, was it 4 or 5 touchdowns against Indianapolis? A lot of zone beaters, creating voids in the middle of the field. Look what George Kittle did last night, working between the numbers. The play-action concepts to get him on the edge of the formation. Also, by the way, you better have a matchup for Christian McCaffrey on third down. That's the thing. Can your linebackers match up to him? Not many can. So what is your plan there? Is there a situation where you double the running back on the release? What are you going to do to limit Christian McCaffrey in the passing? Because right now, San Francisco, excellent on the edges of the tackle position. I think you can expose them in the interior of their offensive line. They don't run the ball with a lot of explosive plays. You haven't seen that this much from McCaffrey this season, but he will get his volume. The key is, can you take away the play-action passing game versus Kyle Shanahan, because it's one of the best in the league.
Matt, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you and the family, and let's talk next week.
Merry Christmas, Matt.
All right, thank you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.